Thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Chris. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing all right.
That's what I like to hear. Hopefully you had a good New Year's and a good holiday. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Hans. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google aside from just the pricing?
No, sir. I've got friends that own businesses that use Google.
Okay, so you already understand the value of it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you ever done a search on Google for a fencing contractor, for example? Just to kind of see who's there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So yes, sir. There's a map that'll pop up, and then there's actually only three spots for the top recommended fencing contractors. We have one listing available. Okay. This listing will cover about a 50-mile radius from your business street address. And then we could list there for up to 15 different services. So the fencing services, you know, there's only going to be about five main keywords, but we cover up to 15. So if there's something specific or something else in your industry that you want to put a point of emphasis on, we can have you listed there as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, but you'll have one of those spots. Everything is month to month. You won't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. It's performance-based, so it's going to have a tracking system built into it. That way you can track all the calls and leads that you're getting from your placement on Google. We are not a pay-per-lead service, okay? So no matter how many leads you get, your bill's the same, okay? We don't intercept your calls. We don't communicate with your customers. We let your customers contact you directly. And like I said, regardless of how many you get, you are strictly only paying for your placement on the first page. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now we would provide other services too. We would actually be able to build a .com website for you if you don't already have one. We could develop one and have that attached to your Google listing. If you have one already, then you know we can make it profitable by attaching it to the Google listing and letting the customers use that as a point of reference. We would also submit you to the other directories that are considered trusted by Google, things like Bing search engine. You'd be on Amazon Alexa voice searches. You'll be on the mobile platform for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets, and you'll get that click-to-call feature if they're on a mobile device, so they can just click on it. It'll call you directly after searching for your services. Now, normally the pricing structure is set at a flat rate. It's usually $499 for this service area per month, but there is a New Year's discount that we're running, as well as a new in business credit that you're eligible for. That'll knock $100 off the monthly subscription, each one of those. So instead of you paying $499, you'd be looking at $299 monthly on a month-to-month basis. So if you break it down, it's about $10 a day. To cover everything that has to do with the online marketing aspect of your business. Okay.
That's how much I'm paying right now on my other platform.
Oh, what are you using?
Angie's List.
Oh, Angie's. I'm actually familiar with Angie's. They got they merged with Home Advisor in 2016. Do you like that service? Is it working out for you so far?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. Well, that says a lot. Yeah, I mean, if you could do well with Angie's and Home Advisor, Chris, I know you'll do well on the first page of Google, because Angie's List and Home Advisor are on the first page of Google. They pay for this type of listing, and a majority of the leads that they're sending to you are the leads that they're actually getting from their Google listing. I know for Home Advisor, they charge on a per lead basis. I believe with Angie, you set aside a budget of like $300, but they charge you basically for every lead. So let's say, you know, one lead's $30.
Angie,
you'll get
Angie's List just charged me $300 a month.
Just $300 a flat rate per month?
Yes, sir.
How many leads are you getting per month with that?
I probably get... It fluctuates, but on average, probably 10 to 15.
10 to 15. Yeah, that sounds about right. Because usually there's a charge for every single lead. Like, they won't go over your $300 budget, but let's say they said this lead's $25, right? So if you're getting charged $25 a lead, you're only going to get 12 leads out of that $300, right? And then you got to call the customers, and the customers don't call you directly, right? And most
people actually do send me a call sometimes, because actually on my profile it actually has my business number, so I do get phone calls periodically from Angie's List.
I mean, again, obviously you probably use Google too. If you could do well with that system, you'll do great with Google. Google's built into everyone's iPhone, Android, tablet. It's been the most dominant form of online search and advertising for small to medium-sized business owners over the last 10 years, and even more so once the pandemic started. So we're basically skipping a step and just letting the customers see you as a top option when they're looking up your services and call you directly. Right now, if your next-door neighbor goes to Google and they type in fencing contractor, it might be a bad analogy because you probably already know your neighbors, but I'm just saying if they were looking on Google for you and didn't know you were there, they wouldn't see you. You know, they would get recommended to somebody else that's further away because they have their Google ads. So I don't want to bash another company in order to earn your trust or earn your business, but our services are month-to-month. You know, we could prove it to you. It's a lot better. It's a long-term marketing solution for you. And it's not every day you could put yourself on Google at that. If their money's green, they could go sign up for Angie and get the leads you're getting, or Home Advisor and get the leads you're getting, right? Those guys aren't going to turn down dollars. These Google listings, they're based on availability. There's literally only three of you listed for a 50-mile radius.
Right. That would probably be Toshkana Fence and Richardson Fence.
Yep, exactly. You know these guys?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I deal with Richardson Fence directly through Chainlink, and then I just know Toshkana Fence. I tried to deal with them, and they're just hard to deal with.
Yeah. Well, instead of like subcontracting work from them, you can get your own piece of the pie. You know, just let the customers call you direct. Right. That way you don't have to give them that percentage of the work either. You know, that's just your profit.
Right.
Right. And then I'm sure if you differentiate over the course of the month, the amount of profit you get from getting the customers directly rather than subcontracting it and the volume that you're getting, that $299 is going to offset itself very easily.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, being that it is month to month and I'm able to reduce your monthly subscription by $200, that would be an indefinite discount, by the way. So if you sign up today, you'd keep that discounted pricing structure. It's not going to go back up to the $499 that they're paying. I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way I could show you how well it works, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to call and cancel my Angie's List to be able to bring you on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I don't want to tell you to cancel another service in order to take on our services, but I know that, you know, there's a window of opportunity that we have here in order to get the Google listing.
Well, Angie's List won't go anywhere, so if I cancel them and then try y'all out and then don't like y'all, I can always go back.
Right, or vice versa. You know, if you try this out and then you decide, hey, I don't want Angie's List, you could still cancel that at any time or even pause it. But I'm pretty sure if you compare the two, I've been doing this for 10 years myself. You know, I can't tell you how many people I've seen make the switch from Home Advisor or Angie's List, and they're now on the first page of Google, and they're a lot happier with people just calling them directly off the first page. You know, they get their Google reviews going. It's just a lot better long-term marketing solution, and that's just what more people use. A lot of the people that go to Angie's List or Home Advisor, these guys are mostly price shoppers, so they're not really looking for quality as so much as they're looking for a price, right? These top recommended guys we have here, you know, these guys are telling the community, hey, we're the highest quality, so expect to pay top dollar for top work.
Right.
That
all sounds good, but like I said, I'd like to be able to call and see about canceling Angie's List to be able to bring you on, because that's what I pay a month now is $300, so it wouldn't make any changes other than changing from Google to Angie's List.
Well, the difference is the availability. So like the last time we had an opportunity for you to be up here was in January 4, 16, 2020. It's like right at the beginning of the pandemic, actually. That was the last time we contacted you about an opening in this area.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's almost 2 years to the day, you know, that we had. Yeah,
right.
So it's not one of those things like Angie's List, HomeAdvisor. I know you could go back. You could sign up for those whenever. If your money's green, you could sign up for it because they put themselves on Google, and then they could put as many people on their website as they want and disperse those leads to them. But those leads will go to like four
right.
or five of you rather than just one of you, right? So
right.
even though you're paying a
right.
monthly cost, your leads are kind of saturated. You're going to have to lower your price a little bit to compete with it. So this, you can
right.
only sign up for first page placement when there's a spot available on the first page in your industry. And that's why we're reaching out to you today, is because we have the opening. And it seemed like it was something you were interested in the past. It's just for whatever reason we didn't wind up linking up that time. And then, you know, obviously the spots have been filled up until this morning.
Right. Okay. I guess I'll get on the phone and speak with Angie's List and see about getting that canceled.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a text message here with my direct contact information. I know my reps are calling out on this listing right now. As long as I have availability, I could sign you up. But I'm going to set you up for a call back here in about an hour if you don't call me, and then I'll see where you're at. If not, no harm, no foul. We'll just move forward.
Yes, sir.
All right, sounds good. My name is John. I'm the director here. I'll give you a call back in about an hour, Chris.
All right, thank you.
All right, looking forward to working with you. Have a great day.
You too, bye.